This is a fascinating piece of reporting that we're going to talk about now. We're going to start with this photo. It's from September 9, 1957, and it shows Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones among a crowd of white students trying to keep black students from integrating at an Arkansas high school. This is a Washington Post reporting. Reports that Jones, who was 14 at the time, could be seen standing a few yards from where the six black students were being jostled and repelled with snarling racial slurs by ringleaders of the mob. So joining us now, sports and feature columnist at the Washington Post, Sally Jenkins. Again, I have to commend you on your reporting. This whole
thing
is right. I mean, it's
stunning.
Really stunning. It's fascinating. So let's start with the picture, okay, and then we'll talk about, you know, how he could have sort of moved diversity along with coaching in the NFL and in sports. Let's start with this photograph, though. What did you learn about this from this photograph?
Well, I think the first thing you learn is just how widespread the segregationists were in Little Rock and North Little Rock